Who's responsible for separating alien kids from their parents? Many people, but not Trump. So writes Hans von Spakovsky for an article in Heritage, heritage.org, for more information. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Hans joins us right now on the program. Thank you, Hans, for being with us.
Jerry, it's great to talk to you.
Okay, so this is obviously a very emotionally charged issue, and let's go ahead and start unpacking this. And we'll just start by asking about your very title itself. Who's responsible for separating these families at the border?
Sure. What folks need to understand is that this isn't some kind of new policy. This was done by the Obama administration, the Bush administration, and the Clinton administration. And the reason for it, actually, if folks want to blame somebody, they should blame Bill Clinton, not Donald Trump. And here's why. During the Clinton administration, the government was sued by some pro-illegal immigration advocacy groups. And they sued over the fact that the government had a policy of detaining unaccompanied juveniles when they illegally crossed the border. And the lawsuit said, well, you can't do that. So Janet Reno, who was the attorney general for Bill Clinton, decided to settle the case. And in that settlement agreement, which was approved by the federal court out in California, the government said, we won't hold juvenile aliens for more than 20 days. And at the end of 20 days, we will turn them over to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and HHS will try to place them with other relatives that they may have in the U.S. with a legal guardian, and if none of that's available, they'll turn them over to foster care. So this settlement agreement's been in place since 1997, and that's why when alien parents are being detained because they've illegally crossed the border, and they're being prosecuted because it's illegal to cross the border without permission, the government can't hold them more than 20 days, the kids, before they have to separate them.
And help us to understand, who are these children?
Well, many of them, of course, are related to their, I mean, they're real families. It's illegal aliens who are coming across with their kids, but it's also some of these people are some of these kids are being used basically as a get out of jail free card. And what I mean by that is the Obama administration didn't always prosecute people for illegally coming across the border. In fact, they had a policy of trying to reunite kids with their illegal parents. So, for example, if a kid came across the border unaccompanied, you know, all by themselves, they would be reunited with their illegal parent wherever they were in the United States, and then the Obama administration wouldn't do anything about it. Drug smugglers, the drug cartels in Mexico, who run the human trafficking networks that make a lot of money from illegal aliens in the U.S. who pay them to bring their kids across, realized that their smugglers should always claim, if they get caught, that the children that they're smuggling are their kids, because that might get them out of being detained by the INS. So part of this also is the fault of, frankly, dumb policies by the Obama administration.
Yeah, in fact, you use the phrase perverse incentives in your article. There's perverse incentives that the Obama administration gave then by which some of these criminals will use this. But in the case where, let's say, you have a criminal who is a drug smuggler or a human trafficker or whatever, and he has some kids with him from Latin America, and they're not his kids, let's say, where are these kids coming from? Are there parents who are saying, okay, you know, conditions are just so bad here in Latin America, if maybe they can have a chance for a better life in the United States, and they just relinquish their children, certainly not to to a criminal. I mean, how does that work? How did the parents get rid of the kids?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Like I said, most of the human traffickers, these are the people who smuggle folks across the border, almost all of them work for the big Mexican drug cartels, which, as you know, are some of the most dangerous and most brutal gangs in the world. And they make a lot of money. They take money from parents to get their kids into the U.S. A typical case is one I talk about in the article I wrote a couple of years ago. There was a human trafficker who was actually caught at the border. It was the second time she'd been caught. And she was smuggling a 10-year-old girl across the border. The reason she was doing that was that the girl's mother, an illegal alien who was living in Virginia, had paid the drug cartel and the traffickers to smuggle her daughter across the border. And that's a case where, yeah, they did prosecute the smuggler, but they took the 10-year-old girl, reunited her with her mother in Virginia, and then did nothing about it. They didn't try to return the mother and the child to Mexico, which is where they were from. The federal judge in that prosecution was extremely angry, because what he said was by completing the criminal conspiracy, and that's what the government was doing, they were encouraging parents to hand their kids over to these dangerous drug cartels. And he then went through and detailed all the kinds of crimes he had seen committed against illegal aliens by these traffickers, you know, rape, assault, forcing young girls into prostitution. And here the government was actually encouraging this to happen because of its policies.
Hmm. And what Trump is trying to do is essentially stop this, and yet he's being excoriated and being likened to a monster.
No, that's exactly right. Now, look, here's the other irony about this. There's all this outrage and all this furor over parents who have been detained and are going to be prosecuted for illegal entry being separated from their kids. Well, I have not seen the same kind of furor or outrage over the fact that many more American kids go into foster care every year when their parents are incarcerated because their parents have been convicted of committing domestic crimes. There's actually numbers on this. In 2016, for example, HHS reported that over 20,000 American kids were put in foster care because their parents were incarcerated. We don't refuse to prosecute an American for committing a crime. We don't refuse to put them in jail because they may have children. I mean, nobody's happy about it. It's terrible if a child ends up in foster care because their parents have committed a crime. But you can't have children be a get out of jail free card, whether it's somebody who is committing a domestic crime or it's an alien who is breaking the law by crossing our border illegally.
Is the Trump administration losing the PR battle in this?
Well, they have so far, which is unfortunate, particularly because actually they're unlike the Obama administration. They're trying to do something about it. You know, the president signed an executive order this week in which he did two things. One, he directed the Department of Homeland Security to try to keep families together, families of detained aliens, as much as the law permits. And then he directed Attorney General Jeff Sessions to actually go back to the court in California that approved that Flores settlement, and try to convince the court to modify that settlement agreement so that families can be kept together, parents could be kept together with their kids. So they're trying to get the court allow them to do that.
Even for 20 days?
Well, for however long the parents are detained.
Right.
What they're trying to do. So they're actually trying to get that settlement agreement changed. Well, the Obama administration didn't do that. Neither did the Bush administration.
Yeah. But, and it's, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, going back to what you were saying about the parents where they're incarcerated, they go to jail, and then the children are separated from those parents because they went to jail. When people are coming here illegally, they are breaking the law. So
right.
The idea of being temporarily, you know, separated from the children, at least for 20 days or whatever, it doesn't seem like it's the end of the world to me.
Yeah, and look, and here's a big difference. Look, if I'm an American and I'm convicted and I go to jail and I'm separated from my kids, Nothing I can do about it. I won't see my kids till I've served my sentence. All of these illegal alien parents could be instantly, immediately reunited with their kids if they simply volunteer to go back to their native countries.
But obviously people want to get here and come to this country. Why can't there be more legal immigration? Why must there be so much illegal immigration? And by the way, I'm married to a legal immigrant who eventually became an American citizen. We were married in her home church in Norway, and but there was a long time where she was a resident alien with a green card and so forth until she decided to become a citizen. But why must there be so many who are trying to do this illegally as opposed to legally?
Well, it's important for people to understand, because I don't think you'd know this if you read the media reports, is that, look, we're already very generous with our legal immigration system. We take in more than a million legal immigrants a year. That's more than any other nation in the entire world.
Wow.
People who come here illegally just don't want to go through the system that we have. And, you know, these days you have to kind of understand that, because there are so many groups and so many governors and others who are trying to extinguish the line between legal immigration and illegal immigration. They want illegal immigrants to basically have the same rights as people who follow the law, like your wife did, who play by the rules. And, you know, that's a real problem. But we already take in a very large number of legal immigrants.
Is it immoral to have a border, or to have a wall, rather, on the border?
No, I completely disagree with anyone who believes that. Every sovereign nation, a sovereign nation like the U.S., has the right and actually the need to control its border. You have to do it for national security reasons, but frankly, you also have to do it for economic reasons. It's not a good thing, for example, if we are allowing very large numbers of illegal immigrants to come into the country, people with low skill levels, low educational levels. You know, who does that hurt? That hurts American citizens who are at the lower end of our socioeconomic scale, because what happens? It takes jobs away from them. It hurts their ability to earn a living so they can support their families if the country is being flooded with low-skilled illegal immigrants who are willing to work for low wages.
Hmm. Okay. How about a comment about Melania Trump and her efforts, you know, to try and sow some goodwill, and then unfortunately part of it was undermined by wearing that coat. I wish somebody had told her, oh, you don't want to go around with a coat like this. You know what I'm talking about? The message saying, we don't really care, do you? Or something like that.
You know, I really am amazed at how minor faux pas, like a fashion faux pas, are blown up into some kind of huge issue. I think it just takes time away from and attention away from the substantive issues. And, you know, look, one of the biggest substantive issues we just have not dealt with is that we do not have the kind of security we need along our southern border to stop the huge inflow of illegal aliens into the country. That's a real problem that we need to deal with.
And there's a problem in terms of drugs, and there's a problem in terms of crime, and there's a problem in terms of maybe even radical Islam, people trying to take advantage of those porous borders. And we'll close with your comment to that.
That's very true. If you want to talk to somebody about why we should control our borders, all you have to do is talk to the families of people like Kate Steinle, who was murdered in San Francisco by an illegal alien who had been convicted of numerous felonies and had been removed from the country, I think, five times, and it kept coming back. If you don't think we need a wall along our southern border and better security, talk to the family of Kate Steinle.
Hans von Spakovsky, thank you so much for joining us. Heritage.org for more information. All the best. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Great. Bye-bye.